Investment flash.
Gold just became China's national ETF. Rates are locked higher for years, and a bidding war for an Aussie miner just erupted. Buddy, the safety trade is back with a vengeance. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Monday, July 6th. I'm Marie, and as always, I'm joined by Tom.
Tom, ready to talk gold and mergers and acquisitions.
And Gerald, already reaching for the antacids with all this gold talk.
So last session delivered a full-blown safety scramble. China's retail army abandoned ship for gold, TLT kissing its lows, and a surprise mergers and acquisitions battle in Australia.
Yeah, the China gold story is wild. Bloomberg reports a spot gold ETF is now the biggest fund in the country, overtaking the CSI 300. That's not a rotation. That's a scream for help.
Tom, when retail rushes into gold, it's usually the last chapter, not the first. Gold's up 26% from its low. I'd be cautious.
Wait, it's not just retail. The report ties it to the national team stepping back. This is institutional retreat, not mom-and-pop mania.
Exactly. And FXI is 2% above its 52-week low. There's no support. The signal is clear. Buy gold, sell China equities.
Right.
Spot on.
That's the whole trade.
And the same gold tailwind has rates implications. Bloomberg also says the Iran war aftermath will keep global rates higher for years. TLT is down over 2% in a week, near its 52-week low.
Buddy, that's the crowded short that keeps working. Short TLT, long SHV, the pair trade of the year.
But hold on. If rates stay higher, the dollar should be surging. I don't see anyone talking about that today. A dollar rip would undercut gold and crush any EM inflows.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Missing piece, absolutely.
And Gerald, speaking of rates, your CME call from Saturday is ticking higher, I checked. So maybe don't grumble too much about gold.
Oh, I'll take a win where I can. But let's not forget, the bond market is pricing something nasty. SPY sitting 2% off its high is the real head-scratcher.
See, this is what I mean. The divergence can't last. Bonds are screaming stagflation risk. Equities are pricing a soft landing. One will crack.
Yeah, but you two are ignoring the flows. India's getting attention as an AI hedge. Bloomberg's calling it the most original take. Foreign money buying Indian stocks to protect against AI disruption.
Honestly, AI storm defense? India's IT services sector is on the front line of AI disruption. This narrative feels like a stretch.
I'm going to push back. The thesis isn't about tech, it's about domestic demand. India's economy is service for itself, less export reliant. In an AI boom, that's a hedge.
For real. And the flows are early. EPI and INDA edged up, but are still down about 9% year to date. If AI sentiment cracks, this rotation could catch fire.
All right, early innings, I'll concede that. But let's shift to luxury gold. The FT says soaring bullion is boosting high jewelry. LVMH jumped 3.5% last session.
A 22.8 times trailing PE for LVMH is not cheap, but momentum in luxury is back, baby.
The thing is, Tom, that multiple caps the upside unless earnings rocket. And in a post-war rate-tight world, luxury earnings are far from certain.
So the signal's a hold on LVMH. That feels right. The gold ETF plays the store of value angle more directly. But does gold's rise benefit miners more?
It's mergers and acquisitions time. Genesis Minerals just launched a rival bid for Vault Minerals, topping Regis Resources' deal, 5.6 billion Aussie dollars. Vault surged 11.5%. Genesis fell 4.2.
Only in gold mining does overpayment get punished that fast. Long Vault, short Regis. The jilted suitor has no catalyst now.
But regulatory risk in Australian resources is real. The deal might not close cleanly. Don't bet the farm.
Fair, but the premium's there.
And while on mergers and acquisitions, Gerald, EasyJet finally said yes to Castlelake's fifth bid, £6.90 a share, over £5 billion. Shares barely moved.
Yeah, look, jet fuel spikes and the Iran war demand shock make this a desperation deal. The market's pricing completion risk, but standalone recovery was already priced out, so downside's limited.
Hold on, that exactly puts a floor under EasyJet. It's a cautious buy if you trust private equity to close in this environment.
All right, let's tackle the FT's big warning, an earnings bubble in the S&P 500. They're comparing today to the late 90s, high capex. SPY trailing PE is 26.7, within 2% of its high.
The thing is, high capex might make this different, but it also makes earnings vulnerable. No room for disappointment. A small short spy hedge isn't crazy.
No, but that's exactly my point. The divergence between bonds and equities can't last. If bonds are right, equities are wrong. A fade here is logical.
That's it.
Nailed it.
The FT dusts off the earnings bubble headline and suddenly everyone's a historian. It's like clockwork every top.
Oh, that's brutal.
Ah, fair. But they might be early this time.
It's a classic.
Now, Tom, your permeable instincts are telling you this is all priced in, aren't they?
For real. Gold long and TLT short are consensus. The bearishness might already be in the price. We need a trigger for reversal.
And that trigger could be a dovish Fed. If they cite war-disrupted demand and hint at cuts, TLT rockets, gold tumbles. Don't get too cozy in crowded trades.
That's the bear case right there.
Exactly. So we're all in on safety, short duration, and mergers and acquisitions arbitrage. What could go wrong?
Only everything. But until the pivot comes, the path of least resistance is with the flows.
And that's our show. As always, none of this is investment advice. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We'll be back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time. Tom, try not to bid up any more gold miners before then.
No promises, Gerald. See you then.